The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
On this episode of our podcast, the fugitive Rhode Islander who faked his death has been moved out of a prison in Scotland. But Nicholas Alaverdian, who's at the center of a sensational international story, is not yet on his way back to the U.S.
From WJAR in Providence, Rhode Island, this is NBC 10 True Crime International Mystery.
He's wanted on rape charges in Utah. The Scottish government in late September finally signed off on its extradition. But British media is reporting Nicholas Alaverdian is now in England for questioning in a rape case there. And the move to England is not a total surprise. British press reported last year a woman came forward claiming Alaverdian raped her in 2017, saying they met on an online dating site. He suddenly moved to the UK and moved in with her, psychologically wearing her down after just a few days, the woman said. Essex, England police would not initially confirm who they now have in custody, only saying in a statement, "Officers investigating a non-recent allegation of rape in Chelmsford, which was made to us in April 2022, have arrested a 36-year-old man." Police say the man is in custody for questioning. I talked to reporter Sharon Frew, who has been covering Alaverdian for STV News in Scotland since Alaverdian was arrested in a hospital there in late 2021, wanted as an international fugitive on the rape charges in Utah, but has claimed he's someone else ever since.
This wasn't a surprise from what you had heard through the proceedings?
We expected this development to come. We had been waiting because during the extradition proceedings, it was actually feared that this might halt the extradition proceedings because we were aware that this allegation had been made in England. This was an allegation of rape in Chelmsford dating back to 2017. It was reported to Essex Police last April. So prosecutors here were aware that officers in England wanted to speak to Nicholas Rossi about this allegation. Authorities there have been liaising with Scottish authorities to transfer him to England for questioning, and it's now happened.
So from what we understand, he is now in England. Do you, from what you've heard, do you expect him to come back to Scotland, or no? Is he out of Scotland now for good from what you know?
That we can't answer that at the moment. All Essex police will tell us is that he's in custody in England. We don't know exactly where. And he's being held for questioning. We don't know how long that questioning will take. And obviously this halts or delays the extradition proceedings, which we know was signed off by Scottish ministers last month. That became official last week that order had been signed by the Justice Secretary here on the 28th of September.
So the question here is, it seems like there's probably no idea when he would be sent to the United States then either, right?
Yeah, that remains the big question. We'll have to find out whether Essex police intend to press any charges. He has just been arrested at the moment. He is only being detained for questioning. We don't know yet whether he will actually be charged with any offence.
Just tell us about the perspective there in Scotland. This has been dragging on now for nearly 2 years. Are people kind of tired of his story, or is it still somewhat sensational and of interest?
I think it's of interest when there is a significant development. I think now it has. It's been a very, very long running case. And people have become very accustomed to hearing the name Nicholas Rossi and seeing him attending court appearances. This is another stage of that. I would say there is perhaps some people are growing a little tired of this case now and want to see a conclusion to it. And while we were aware of this step, I think many thought the official confirmation that the approval had been given by the Scottish ministers, that perhaps a line was being drawn under this. But it appears it'll be some time yet before these proceedings are brought to conclusion.
I also spoke with a woman in England who made the rape allegation against Aliverdian and went public last year, but she told me police have now advised her not to speak to the press as to not interfere with the case. We'll keep you updated as this saga continues to drag on. For NBC 10 True Crime International Mystery, I'm Brian Crandall.